Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Today, Governor Rick Snyder announced that he's directing state agencies to change work applications by removing the so-called felony box. That's the question asking if an applicant has ever been charged or convicted of a felony. There are some exceptions, and here to explain that is Governor Snyder. Why are you making this change?
Well, it's the right thing to do, Lester. I think it's a great opportunity to continue to do what I call smart justice. It's not about being hard or soft on justice. It's doing the right thing, and this is an excellent opportunity to help people reenter society. They've served their time with us, and we want them to be successful, and we happen to be in a job market that has lots of openings, and so I want to encourage employers to do the right thing to hopefully bring them in and hopefully get them great-paying careers along with other Michiganders, and I'm doing what we can at the state level to encourage that.
This also gets rid of the felony box for people applying for occupational licensing from the state. These are not state employees, but people who need a license to pursue their career. Why that change?
The same rationale. So basically what I can do administratively, and I'd love to partner with my legislative partners on doing more, but a couple things I can do directly is to issue an executive directive to state departments that work for me with respect to their hiring practices to drop the felony box. And also working with the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, which is part of my responsibility, to have them administratively remove that where there isn't legislation to say it has to be asked.
There are certain exceptions to these licensings, particularly health occupations. Why is that?
There's actually state and federal laws that would need to be changed to allow that to happen. And again, that's where I am very open to having a discussion with both the state legislature, or at some point I hope the federal government looks at this as an issue, because I think times have changed, and I think it's important that we be proactive. And it's showing up in Michigan. We actually have our lowest recidivism rate in history. Our prison population's down dramatically, and don't we want to see that continue on a positive path?
Yeah, there's been this national movement to ban the felony box on employment applications. Why do you think this issue is getting attention, not just from advocates, but from business groups?
Well, I think they're looking for people. And I think if you look at what we're doing, one of the great achievements we've had is we created something called the Vocational Village. In two of our facilities, we're adding a third, where we're actually doing this occupational training to turn out people in carpentry, many other skill sets, computer integrated manufacturing, and to put them to work. And it's working well.
This is for ex-offenders?
This is for people while they're still in the facility that will be coming out. We literally have employers now coming to the facilities to do interviews, potentially do offer letters before people even exit the facility. And isn't that a great answer to say they've gotten the training while we still are with us, and then they can come out and go to work the next day that they leave the institution?
Some people see some incongruencies in what you're doing, because earlier this year you enacted a law which banned counties and cities from banning the felony box ordinances that would have restricted private companies. Why is the private sector hiring different from the public sector employment or licensing for private sector?
Well, again, we want to continue to work on this. So what I'd say is I need to continue working with my legislative partners, and that's where I'd love to have a broader discussion about where else we could remove it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the motivation. Are you making government the shining example and hoping the private sector and the legislature follow suit, but at the same time banning communities who want to be more assertive about this felony box on work applications? What's the message here?
Well, again, it's about being a good role model to say, I think from my position, I think it's a good thing to do, and I think this is an opportunity to show that and encourage private people, and I would encourage, again, legislators to come back to say where else we can do it in any part of our economy.
I got one final question. Who are you going to vote for in the race for Michigan governor?
I'll decide that when that day comes. I'll go on the ballot box just like the rest of us, and we get a chance to do that in private.
Rick Snyder is the governor of the state of Michigan. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Great to be with you. Take care.